This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, August 25th. Okay, there's a lot of things going on here, but let's talk about the most important things. There was selling pressure in a lot of the AI-related stocks on Monday. They are obviously gapping up today, so all is forgiven. This is kind of a normal market oscillation, but there's no doubt that everybody's getting excited about the NVIDIA's announcement tomorrow, which will be Wednesday after the close. The NVIDIA's biggest customers have been told that their price is going to be increased up to 15%. So that's going to help NVIDIA sustain very strong earnings growth. And, you know, right now, sales are forecast to be up 97, earnings forecast to be up 99. I expect NVIDIA to beat. I expect them to guide higher. And that's that. And it's because NVIDIA doesn't go up as much as earnings, the P ratios will continue to get compressed. So this is a massive company representing 14% of our GDP in America. But I'm very, very excited about NVIDIA's results. And I will have an update for you on Thursday morning on that. And I'll do another podcast. And then we get into Jackson Hole, and that's going to be happy because everybody loves Jackson Hole, and Kevin Warsh on Friday is going to give a speech, and hopefully he'll tell us that AI is not inflationary, but it creates huge productivity GDP gains. Some other things are going on. First of all, Scott Bessent put those economic restrictions on Iran, and Iran looks like they're trying to say, "Uncle, I give up." You know, all this is coming from the Arab world, but diplomats are on their way over there now to see if there can be something, some sort of resolution. So that's why oil prices are down today, because there's hope that there will be a resolution to this conflict. So that would be a positive development for the world. The trade tiff with Canada is unbelievably stupid, okay? And it looks like it's all political. Prime Minister Carney pulled out towards the end of the negotiations over details. Ontario Premier Doug Ford, you know, says we're going to cut off electricity to America. That's beyond stupid. What are they going to do with it? I mean, it's hydroelectric and there's nowhere to store it. You might as well send it somewhere, right? Okay. So the auto industry is obviously going to intervene, try to work this out. Obviously, the Trump administration will try to onshore more. But, you know, if you remember, Prime Minister Carney was not only the head of Bank of Canada, he was head of Bank of England. He's very close to all the European elites in Brussels and the EU. And it looks like they're literally trying to swing the midterm elections. And so this is kind of dangerous. And hopefully cooler heads will prevail. It's going to destroy Ontario economically, especially if their premier keeps mouthing off and saying stupid things. So let's hope this gets resolved. But right now, it's sad. And it's just sad that, you know, we do a lot of business with Canada. They're our neighbors. We've always gotten along. And hopefully they work out these little details. Canada has a huge edge over America because they have that cheap hydroelectric. So energy-intensive industries like aluminum, it's important. It stays up there. I mean, can we make aluminum? Of course we can. But Canada can make it cheaper. So because of their cheap electricity. So we'll see. And that's that. Now, the final thing, and the thing that got me pretty excited yesterday, was apparently the folding iPhone is coming. And apparently it's an iPad. It's going to open up and be the size of an iPad mini. It may have a stylus. You'll be able to have two applications open at once. And it'll have two phones. It won't have a telephoto phone. It'll have a small LED screen on the outside. But the people reviewing it are pretty impressed. It's supposed to be called the iPhone Ultra. I suspect it'll be priced at $2,500, maybe $3,000 with options. This thing's going to be a big seller, folks. Now, there's an iPhone 18 coming out. It'll have dark cherry as a color, a lighter blue. You know, last time it was orange. Anyway, so we'll see. I bought Apple yesterday. Yeah, I've called an audible because I think this is going to really fuel their earnings. And so that's that. Okay, I didn't buy it everywhere, but I did buy it in some a managed account that had cash. So, otherwise, that's kind of it. I hope you're getting excited. You know, Labor Day's coming. It's a happy time of year. I think the market will celebrate NVIDIA this week. Even if it doesn't go up, it'll still go higher. You can't ignore the earnings. You can't ignore the PE compression. But I suspect that it'll do amazingly well. And then we get Micron. We get the Apple announcement on September 9th. Everybody orders the folding iPhone and all the other exciting new products. And that's that. So there is in mid-September, there's kind of a soft spot because a lot of people are paying estimated taxes and they've underwithheld. And there seems to be some tax selling prior to September 15th in the market. But otherwise, folks, it's going to be up and away, okay? And so I'm very, very excited, okay? I hope you are. We're going to finish the year on a very strong note. Obviously, with NVIDIA's earnings, it's going to push the S&P earnings up over 50%. That will not be able to be sustained. We're going to still have higher sales and earnings growth, but we will not be able to sustain 50% earnings momentum, okay? So don't let that bother you because the market didn't go up as much as earnings. P's have been compressed. And so I think we're going to finish the year on a very, very strong note. So that's it. Hang in there, everybody. I know it's been a bumpy summer months, but I'm pretty confident we're going to finish August and be up for the month. And then we'll get through the lull in the first half of September, and then the second half of September will be a lot better. And then we go into another earnings announcement season in October. So a lot to look forward to. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody. I'll talk to you on Thursday after NVIDIA's announcement, Wednesday after the close.